Unit 11, page 106. Listening. Exercise 4.
The danger of live TV. Live interviews can be a dangerous thing. Over the years, many live news reports have been interrupted by people who want to get their faces on TV. Sometimes, the journalists stop their reports and tell the people to go away. But most of the time, they just carry on professionally and pay no attention to what's happening behind them. As technology gets better, more and more TV interviews are done using communication software such as Skype. An interviewer in the TV studio can interview someone who is sitting at their computer in their own home. It's a lot safer, you might think. Problems are rare, and the interviews often go well. But things don't always go exactly as planned. Just ask Professor Robert E. Kelly, an American politics professor at a South Korean university. One day, Professor Kelly was being interviewed live on the BBC. He was speaking from his home in Busan, South Korea, where he had set up his computer in his home office. The interviewer, James Menendez, was asking him to explain recent political events in the region. Suddenly, the door behind him opened, and Dr. Kelly's young daughter, Marion, came in and danced her way over to her father. The interviewer mentioned that they had been joined by one of the professor's children. And as Dr. Kelly put his arm out to try and stop his daughter from coming any closer, they were joined by another of his children. This time, it was his baby son, James, who entered the room in a baby walker and rolled across the floor behind the professor. Dr. Kelly tried to keep calm and carry on talking. He wanted his children to leave the room, but he couldn't stop the interview. Seconds later, Dr. Kelly's wife, Chung-ah Kim, came running into the room to his rescue. She grabbed one child in each hand and dragged them out of the room while the professor continued to offer his apologies. Finally, his wife reappeared on her hands and knees, trying to avoid being seen by the web camera, to close the door behind her. Very embarrassed, Dr. Kelly apologized, and the interview continued. Of course, this 40 seconds of live action was soon uploaded onto the internet and watched by millions all over the world. And immediately, the professor, his wife, and his children became very famous. Indeed, the next time Professor Kelly was on the BBC, they wanted to interview Chung-ah Kim, Marion, and James, too.